the absurdity so far.
"Give us a quick pinch before you go," demanded George Riddlers.
But before I had time to set, Harriet Hardburn had eaten all the jelly. It was finally over, and all they needed to do now was insist on a bowel movement. Then someone in a blue handmade poncho jested that double glazing for penguins wouldn't be such a bad thing. Commedia dell'arte and stale bread with camp wristband, replied a stern northern surrealist juggler, who was in between breakfast and several small red balls. Fishing had now become a rich pastime for a certain Captain Fork and his poached mackerels to die for. People were now starting to slowly vacate a lift that was situated under a modest-sized light fitting next to a corner of a tidy yet tiny old Victorian shop that praised itself for selling the sweetest of sweets, as well as bland things that occasionally went bang. Then all of a sudden, the post arrived, in a single file, with all the stamps mysteriously missing.
"Nothing comes with an inquiry," remarked Judge Blunder, from a well-furnished basement this side of the river.
"Timing is everything," demanded a short-sighted postman with a mild lisp and a tiny malicious-looking spaniel hanging for dear life underneath his rear quarters.
"It all makes sense now," said a lady with a pleasant, crunched-up face. All it needed, she thought, was a fresh coat of paint and some matte finish.
Eventually, what became that, and that was never enough, so that, as a result, became the other, whilst Greg Slanter forgot to attend his appointment for an inside observation of his upper colon. Suddenly, a phone begins to ring. But nobody from the office bothered to answer it or raise the alarm to an awkward question about ravens. Eventually it was Tuesday, and as always, Barry Topper would wash his underwear and file down his toenails whilst listening intensely to a spot of rudeness lodged inside his mind, just as his next-door neighbour, a limbo dancer with a bad dose of bronchitis, drilled for an oil substitute in the comfort of his pre-rustic, pre-Dickensian kitchen.
Okay, that's enough.
Thank you. Finally, and without hesitation, Topper decides to sell his DNA to the highest bidder. Bearded and casually dressed, he measures the importance of the situation over tea and toast and a conversation about string theory and antique bathrooms. The copycat Marx brothers were once again back in town after several years missing in deep forestry. Pleading insanity and claiming to have found a secret recipe for basting chicken, land themselves in court yet again after wrestling publicly with a half-dressed lady in a nightie. Meantime, Joseph Perks was caught again without a leg to stand on after consuming far too much homemade alcohol. His clumsiness and lack of concentration and a large percentage of outright stupidity were also to blame. Then just at that moment, a holiday guide, with an afro from just around the bend, performs a perfect impersonation of a hippo. And finally, if anything is to be understood with complete clarity, the world is most certainly full of unusual surprises. To be continued.